勁。我接手嘅同時咧，就除咗多謝阿吳博士帶領我哋差唔多經過兩個鐘頭嘅討論咧，亦都好感謝各位咧，就即係喺樹都坐咗超過兩個鐘頭。我聽到呢啲熱烈嘅討論咧，其實俾我深深感動咧，就係反映出依個係一個我哋要面對嘅問題。同時咧，依個亦都係一個咧就複雜嘅問題，我哋需要咧嚟到去詳細諗下。下一個環節會係睇乜嘢呢？下一個環節咧就係當你去檢討香港空氣質素指標嘅時候咧，嗰個公眾參與應該係點做呢？容許我用三個簡單嘅問題嚟到帶入去。一咧就係 why， 第二咧就係 what。咁三咧就係 how 啦 ，why 咧就係經過咗兩個鐘頭咧，我好想大家仲記得咧，我哋今天討論嘅重點咧就係政府要嚟到檢討香港嘅空氣質素指標，依個咧就係我哋嘅主題。咁 what 咧就係佢哋檢討嘅時候，佢會睇啲乜嘢咧？咁包括咗咧就係香港空氣質素一啲嘅特性啦，我哋而家指標裏邊係咪所有嘢都睇曬樹咧？同埋咧，我哋要諗嘅，如果香港係引用世衛新建議嘅空氣質素指引嘅時候，應該有啲乜嘢具體嘅措施咧？有啲咩選擇嘅方法咧？做咗啲之後會為社會帶嚟一啲咩嘅影響咧？同埋咧，去諗下點樣嚟到去執行啦。咁落到去咧，就係我哋而家第四環節討論咧，就係考就係喺個過程裏邊，依啲不同嘅措施、不同我哋要做嘅嘢咧，肯定咧就會對而家社會整體嗰個運作一定咧就會有一啲影響，響市民咧一定要作出一啲適應嘅。咁所以咧，公眾參與會係其中之一部分啦。公眾參與點樣嚟到去做會係有效呢？我哋應該點做呢？喺政府去做呢個檢討嘅過程裏面，公眾參與又點樣嚟到去進行呢？咁所以咧，我就好想咧，作為環諮會嘅主席，去聽聽咧就大家意見。咁環諮會裏面咧都係十幾個腦袋，即係好難得今天咧有成即係100個精明嘅腦袋喺處咧，咁想聽聽大家意見。同樣咧，就我亦都深信咧，就係政府部門嘅首長咧，佢哋喺台上嘅時候咧，都會想聽聽大家意見。我希望咧就係大家將你想將來依個檢討點進行，點樣形式嚟到做咧，將你嘅意見咧嚟到去講出嚟。咁就無論以前有冇講過，都好歡迎你。咁咧就我哋會大約有40分鐘到嘅時間咧嚟到去聽聽就住依個公眾參與嘅過程檢討裏邊應該點做咧。如果時間容許咧，就如果剛才喺以上三個環節，大家有其他嘢想講，未有機會講，我都會用一啲嘅時間喺後邊。咁所以咧，而家就聽聽大家有啲咩即係想就住依個公眾參與嘅需要嘅問題咧，發表意見。係
主席，我趁呢個機會，我想講一講咧，就回應翻頭先我台上有位同事講咧，就話世衛對於佢所列出嚟嘅空氣指引咧，佢係要建議個別政府小心考慮本身當地的情況。咁啊，呢句嘢點解咧？其實呢句嘢點解咧？世衛如果佢呢個空氣污染這個指引咧，係以健康為標準嘅咧，以人類健康影響人類健康為標準嘅咧，其實人類咧，全世界人類咧，佢個差異都好少嘅。佢嗰個健康，佢對於個健康個影響咧，係都係佢相當一致嘅。咁其實世衛句嘢咧，我嘅解讀咧就係話，世衛係要建議政府喺嗰個空氣管制、空氣污染管制、空氣污染嗰個點樣嘅用咩措施執行嗰方面咧，就要個別因應個別當地嘅情況而考慮。咁但係對於嗰個健康影響咧，唔會話對美國嗰個要影響會即係呢個標準對美國影響就大啲，對亞洲人影響咧就冇咁緊要嘅，唔係咁樣啦。我想澄清呢一點。
係啦。
我係 Freedom and Strategic Access 嘅，我哋做公共政策研究嘅 consultancy 嚟嘅。咁承接頭先一啲 comment 咧，就提到香港需要一個更清晰同更全面嘅環保政策啦。咁其實我留意到剛才嘅環節討論入邊咧，都係講緊咧某幾種嘅一啲污染物，就冇講到其他嘅。咁過往政府喺即係提到空氣污染入邊咧，都係講緊係二氧化硫啦，一氧化氮啦，同埋有啲particulates 咁樣嘅。咁咧世衛個 standard 咧亦都提到鉛啊，或者係 carbon monoxide 咁樣嘅。咁其實而家好多其他國家都係睇緊，可能係mercury 啦。而家即係美國一啲學者話到中國嘅空氣污染已經飄到去美國西岸啦。咁佢其實嗰個研究咧就係 trace 翻個 mercury 嘅，或者係一啲其他嘅可能香港冇呢個重工業喺附近啦，咁可能冇呢一種啦。但係係咪可以擴闊少少嚟睇？其實我哋係咪有其他一啲我哋未曾留意嘅污染物係影響跟我哋嘅健康，我哋係咪應該就算係喺嗰個空氣質素指標入邊冇留意到嘅，都即係更加去加強教育市民，去令到佢哋留意翻咧？咁另外一樣嘢咧，就係頭先阿林教授提到幾個嗰個 review 翻呢個 AQO 嗰個範疇啦 ，why、what 同 how 啦，咁容許我加個 when。因為咧，呢一個AQO 其實咧，譬如話我哋嘅香港建築物嗰個一個 building code 咁講啦，其實我哋即係講咗好耐咧，香港好多環保團體提出嗰個公眾嗰個 public space 入邊，無論係交通工具入邊或者係一啲商場入邊嗰個冷氣調節嗰個温度嘅問題。其實我個人認為咧，呢個問題咧就個討論係冇意義嘅。因為如果長遠嚟講，嗰個 building 嗰個ventilation 同埋佢個 material 用得好咧嘅話咧，其實嗰個係可以慳翻好多冷氣費啊，或者燈光費啊，即係或者嗰個能源嘅使用同埋嗰個污染程度咧係可以減低。但係呢一個咧就係因為你現有已經起咗嘅樓宇咧係十幾年前、廿年前起嘅。咁就變咗現在嘅 building code 嘅一啲更改改善咧，就會影響到我哋十年後、廿年後嗰個空氣質素同埋，即係嗰個指標應該點樣定咧？係應該睇埋個時間性嘅。咁就另外一樣嘢啦，我知道時間有限，輕輕提過啦。就係其實我哋講緊呢個空氣質素指標嘅檢討咧，其實我哋講緊係一堆數字嚟嘅。對於一般市民嚟講咧，亦都係冇意義，因為冇講到係邊一個去執行呢樣嘢嘅。咁造成個情況就會係咧，譬如係唔同嘅社會上有唔同嘅工業啊，唔同嘅人啦、啊，都可能造成一個空氣污染啦、啊。咁咧就會變咗揸車嘅人士咧就會話係咪巴士造成嘅？巴士就話唔係喎，係廣東省嘅人造成嘅，廣東省嘅人話唔係喎，有啲二氧化硫嗰啲由菲律賓飄過嚟嘅咁。咁究竟係邊一個去執行呢樣嘢，同埋邊一個負責達到嗰個空氣質素指標嘅問題咧？咁我諗即係可以擴闊少少個討論嚟睇咯。
係後邊最尾二個行係啦，中間嗰位先生嗰邊隻手我睇到應該
係。With regard to your questions, Professor Lam, with for what, why, and how, at least that's how I remember them. My colleagues and I have put out a paper which is available as we've provided to the members of the committee. In terms of what, we are saying that the AQO, the objective, should be set to protect public health. The other part of the what is that to the extent that the project approval process is influenced by some measures of air quality, that in practical terms we can set temporary interim targets for air quality that lead us gradually towards attainment of the AQOs in a quote cost-effective manner or to the extent that we are willing to do it. In terms of why? Well, to protect our health. And anything short of this will not protect our health, and we're not just talking about our health, we're talking about the health of future generations. And we're talking about the health of everyone who doesn't really have much of a say in all of this. Finally, with regard to how, what is striking in the government's document is that it is upfront talking about the problems it will face in solving this problem. What seems to be absent is an attitude of we must solve this problem, and therefore we need leadership and we need creativity with regard to addressing this problem. The kind of attitude that Mr. Bowring mentioned with regard to approaching this. And I think what was dismaying to many of us who read the document, my colleagues and I who talked about it, is that this is absent from the government's document. It's like, oh, look how difficult this will be, and we better be careful and not try to be too ambitious. And we found that approach to be one that's really the opposite of leadership. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. I think the message is loud and clear. Hi.
另一個嘅參與嘅一個好重要嘅精神就係個信息嘅資訊要俾，特別係 layman， 即係一般嘅普羅百姓，佢都能夠掌握。舉例嚟講，頭先講一啲 PM2.5、PM10 對我哋健康有幾多嘅影響？如果我哋能夠將啲東西都説明咗出嚟嘅時候，我諗好多人其實對而家呢個空氣質素係不滿，因為大家唔會坐喺度。講多啲呢啲信息出嚟，我相信咧，政府唔需要擔心個標準唔係嗰個零和遊戲嘅話係好鬆或者好緊啊。我哋中間有好多位可以做，但如果覺得係啱呢個目標去做嘅時候，就好似有啲可能有爭議，譬如話 API 咁講先啦。API 的確，我諗政府我嘅理解當初作為一個公關，俾人認識空氣污染嘅問題，但個公關嘅各功能已經喪失咗嘅時候咧。其實我哋仲可以向前推，但如果當初連呢個 API 都冇嘅時候咧，我哋大家就懵成成，唔知道究竟佢係好定唔好。而家你願意將呢個信息發放出嚟，我相信我哋好多人會，特別好多學者，我覺得係開心，願意出嚟講，要求政府做好啲，做多啲。咁我諗呢樣嘢先係其中一種方法，達至到公眾參與嘅手段。我諗香港要解決空氣污染問題咧，空間大到不得了，即係你話空調又好，即係簡單例，剛才我在灣仔搭104來的時候，巴士站會是怎樣呢？露天的巴士站會有兩支射燈開著的，是射著巴士站，我不知道為什麼有廣告牌，跟著有支大的光管，我不是特別去挑剔，我就跟我老闆站在這裡，看著為什麼我巴士站露天會有這些東西。點解我哋今日去管我哋嘅電廠？話舊年會有個 cap， 會有個排放上限。今年我哋睇到我哋嘅巴士專營權有十年啦。嗰度會唔會其實巴士都可以俾個上限佢咧？我諗空間可以有好多，唔需要擔心。因為呢啲工具目標都好，最諗佢有個意識形態。你做咗出嚟，其實表示緊政府嘅決心，係咪願意做？你願意去做，大家掌握多咗，我哋只會良性咁樣或者壓迫咁，希望政府做好啲，做多啲。如果呢啲都唔講，冇呢啲信息嘅話咧，我諗繼續大家坐喺度傾，然之後出翻去咯，跟住下午茶。多謝。
好多謝朱先生。我會確保環節會，同埋我相信呢個政府亦都聽到嘅信息。係。The gentleman at the back. Right, thank you.
Thank you, Professor. I'll be very short this time because I explained everything last time.
Thanks.
Why? Why do we need to review the air quality objectives? Because they do not reflect the current understanding of air emissions on our health. That is why. What measures to adopt or what should we do?To my mind, we should adopt the WHO guidelines as our air quality objectives. And we should measure our air pollution against those guidelines. So yes, do away with the API. But let's have a measurement against the WHO guidelines, which would be our air quality objectives, so that we can understand where we presently are on a day-to-day basis, comparing our air emissions to the effect on our health, as determined by the WHO and the latest guidelines. And how? Well, we need to explain it to the public. And here I disagree slightly with Professor Headley. I do think that a number is a good way to do it. But one of the problems with the number that we have is the 24-hour averaging, where with the current air quality objectives, API, that we have, we can have a high air pollution and a low API, and then the air pollution comes down and the API goes up. And it's a very confusing thing for the public. Let's use this. Let's use the comparison of our air emissions against WHO guidelines as being our education for the public about the various elements of air emissions that harm our health. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Professor Headley?
Thank you. You'll be relieved to know this will be the last time I'll speak. Let me just go back to the objectives of this module, this comprehensive review. And could we hear more, maybe from the government side, as to precisely what they intend to do? It's apparently stated as a need, bearing in mind that the World Health Organization has invested thousands of person hours over a long period in an exhaustive and exhausting review, using the best expertise available from every continent. And I would just like to emphasize that all the Hong Kong health data was used by the independent reviewers. And some of us were involved in reviewing the reviewers, and we were interested and pleased to see that our work in this territory underwent critical appraisal by this process. So these air quality guidelines are based on health effects determined by Hong Kong's ambient average air pollution levels. And I think we need to keep that in mind. The second point I would like to make is, I'm not suggesting that a single number is not a good idea. That's fine. But what I am saying is, please don't contrive a number which is seriously misleading. So if it's to be health informative, health relevant and health protective, it must be valid and rescaled. And I think perhaps that's one of the first things that the review could engage in, is how to rescale an API so that it is truly informative about ambient health risks at any one time of the week or whatever. And finally, we've heard a lot about, I believe in fact the minister was quoted as saying, that well, of course, it will have to be paid for, that the costs of the cleanup will have to come out of people's pockets. I mean, what our group has tried to demonstrate in our June report was that the cost is already coming out of people's pockets, but in a very unproductive way. It's going on healthcare expenditure, illness days and hospital admissions and premature deaths and so on. So if we're going to talk about willingness to pay, please let's construct valid inquiries about willingness to pay so that the respondents know what choices they're being asked to make. And let's not pretend that somehow a few dollars on the electricity tariff is going to get a negative response. If people can see the real value of that in terms of health and quality of life. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Professor Headley. 就住嘅問題，係嗰位女士喺旁邊嗰位，係唔該。
係林教授，我係艾克森美孚能源嘅，我姓陸嘅。咁就住頭先教授講嗰三條問題啦，係嘅 when、why 同埋 what 同埋 how 嗰度答，就係、是、嗰、那個why 嗰個問題啦。我諗住原因咧就係、是、因為我哋大家都知道你哋大家都講咗，即係世衛咧已經出咗一啲新嘅指引啦。咁佢哋有多啲嘅數據係關於嗰個健康方面嘅數據。咁我諗所以係一個時候係即係。 各個嘅政府或者係國家去睇翻究竟我哋而家嘅指引係咪最 update 或者應該點樣做咧咁。咁而世衞頭先我諗鄧生都講過，就係其實佢個指引咧係講話係要就住每一個國家嗰個佢哋有咩挑戰啊，或者佢有啲咩嘅社會嗰個需要咧，大家平衡咗咧，去做出佢哋嗰個時間表啊，同埋佢有咩嘢嗰個指標可以佢哋想做到嘅。咁依一個係一個即係一個社會嘅決定啦。咁所以我諗想做到一樣嘢咧，就係話我哋一定要睇咗依個空氣嗰個質素點樣去影響呢個健康。咁然後根據依啲嘢，然後再睇下咩實際可行噶，同埋就係話嗰個時間表係點樣係合理性咁樣去達到依啲大家認同嘅指標。咁而嗰、那個敲即係點樣去做咧？我覺得依家嗰個而家我哋依個公眾嘅論壇係非常好嘅第一步啦。咁我哋希望就依個唔係第一個啦，咁希望有好多嚟緊。咁就公眾啊，或者係唔同嘅業界啊，會多啲去參與，去即係去大家做咗一個共同嘅目標出嚟。咁亦都希望嗰個透明度會有喺度啦。咁就即係話第日嗰個效益啊，或者係點樣做到呢個指標出嚟咧？咁大家都明白。咁就最好啦。
好多謝你。何教授。
多謝。咁我其實我都係嘗試咧，希望用一個 independent 嘅學者嘅觀點去俾一啲意見。即係我覺得呢個 review 呢個 aircon 啲 objective 咧，我覺得應該有三個基礎喺裏邊咯。第一個基礎咧，我覺得一定係要 base on science 咯，一定要係科學夠科學化。咁所以即係 base on science 嚟講咧，其實咧係需要咧好多嘅 research 啊，好多好 localized 嘅 research 啊，即係咧係去 support， 就唔係話咧我哋淨係咧 adopt 邊一度地方嘅一套 standard 落嚟呢度。咁我覺得即係譬如就如咧，我哋 WHO standard 咧，亦都係未必係絕對嘅。即係好似我哋定我哋嘅海灘嘅水質嘅標準嘅時候咧，其實我哋亦都咧係響本地咧係進行呢個 epidemiological study， 然後咧再用我哋 localized 嘅 data 出得出嚟咧，可能嘅結論咧係比咧係 WHO 咧係仲嚴都唔定嘅嚇。就係呢個泳灘嘅水質標準就係一個例子啦。因為世衞嘅標準係1000嘅大腸桿菌佢100 mL， 可以得出嚟而家係610嚇，比世衞仲高。咁所以我覺得呢個一定咧係需要咧係對香港裏邊咧，即係有關嘅scientist 咧，我哋應該係多啲去諮詢，同埋咧係多啲咧俾佢哋有一個 localized 嘅研究喺裏邊。咁第二嚟講，我覺得係 technology 咧係咪可以practical 得到咧？呢個亦都係一個好大嘅基礎，因為實際上面如果基本上面我哋而家嚟講咧嘅空氣污染AQO 咧嚇 air quality ordinance 啊。Air Pollution Control Ordinance APCO 咧，其實基本上邊咧嗰個 philosophy 咧係 based on 咧 international best practice 嘅，即係話咧係世界上邊咧係冇有冇一個 available 嘅 technology 咧可以 achieve 到呢啲嘅指標，你先可以定出嚟嘅，就唔係話咧我哋咧係亂咁定一個指標，因為甚至乎你係話 healthy 咁樣就會影響到一個人係生啊或者係死。其實嚟講，亦都係要睇下你嘅 technology 係咪達到得到 ，available 嘅 technology 係咪可以達得到咧？關於舊時，仲有一個就係best intellectual practice not incurring extra costs 添啦。嚇，咁呢個又另外一個結論。咁但係不定咧，我哋要響嗰個對 professional 嗰個諮詢咧係好緊要，即係現存嘅 technology 咧能唔能夠做得到咧？如果你定即係定一個標準咧，50年先後嘅 technology 先可以達得到嘅，其實阿 Beach Too Far 即係我哋係 dreaming 我覺得唔現實咧。第三，我覺得係一個公眾嘅價值觀咧，都係我哋應該一個好重要一個參考嘅基礎。實際上面嚟講咧，即係 health 咧唔係唯一嘅公眾嘅價值觀，因為實際上我知道香港好多人咧寧願咧黑光輝咧就好過咧你長命得罪有啲人咧係寧願咧賺多啲錢咧死早啲嘅，呢個係現實嚟嘅。咁所以咧對公眾嗰個諮詢嚟講咧，其實我哋要好全面，即係話咧係對即係公眾嗰個價值觀咧，我覺得咧係需要咧係一個好充分嘅一個嘅攝取咯，就唔係話咧淨係死硬硬咧將一套標準咧係擺落嚟。
嗯，
學教授永遠都有啲警世良言嘅。黃教授，
林教授，主席啊，我容許我回應阿何建中教授講嘅嘢。第一，佢話世衛嘅標準唔係一定係最好嘅標準，要有 local study， 要 scientific。嗱，我好同意有 local study， 有 scientific 嘅 study， 但係咧，其實我哋 local study， 頭先 Professor Hedy 講過啦，我哋做咗好多㗎啦，已經做咗好多個 local study， 有起碼我諗有成廿零個 study， 最低限度有廿零個 study。但係如果我哋所有 study 我哋做曬咧，我哋要等多15-20年，因為咧最好嘅追蹤訪問咧嘅調查嘅方法咧，要10-20年先做得到㗎。所以我哋唔能夠再等㗎啦。WHO 咧唔係一個 WHO 已經睇咗好多，睇埋我哋嗰啲 study 在內，佢做呢個標準。所以咧，我哋跟 WHO 咧冇乜錯㗎啦。第二咧，就佢頭先講到咧，就係話譬如有呢個標準係唔係所有啲人都接受咧？有啲人希望死早啲喎，佢威啲喎，或者攞多啲錢啊，係咪咧？但我哋要照顧，要了解咧，作為一個，譬如作為一個政府，作為一個負責任嘅政府，我哋有責任咧係將保障全體嘅市民，包括弱勢社群，包括嗰啲人咧係被污染而佢自己本身係冇能力去到應付嘅，這個咧就政府要做，唔係話我諮詢而咁，我哋諮詢好多 polluting industry， 咁啊大家又講數啦，討價還價啦 ，give and take 咧，唔係咁做，這個唔係一個負責任政府嘅做法。多謝。
大家見到台上台下有時甚至台上意見不同，正正就反映出我們需要從不同角度來看這個問題。那處有位先生，我見到隻手，麻煩。
九龍巴士沈月雄，不過因為我自己的意見，因為我看到你第四個環節呢，其中一部分就說公眾參與的需要，我想今天那些大部分很多都是 United 的，我相信我算是專家來的。
是
這個這麼獨特的，就是這個環節，在那個空氣質素變差的環節裡面，是不是個體戶他 而造成的呢？這個就不是沒有炒栗子那些，可能有在路邊那裡，又或者就是整皮蛋那之類，就實際上呢，相信可能我理解就是給他們知道，因為其實呢有很多人關注他的健康。剛才也都個別也都問到一些東西，就話你認識的可能他為何這些問題都問呢，其實你可能要認識個網頁是 Q&A， 因為在參與者做了很多的事，但我覺得每個人都有權知。剛才其實講者裡面已經說了，我們在空氣裡面沒有標準，沒有，但我在其他環節是有的，水質污染大腸菌有多少，絕對有講緊 health impact， 唔係講緊 comfort。嗱，兩樣嘢嚟嘅，最先一定係 health impact， 有冇先？喺啲工場其他地方做咗。至於你話我舒適啲、長命啲，我又喺翻到嚟香港喺街行咧，又洗緊個肺嘅，咁乾淨嘅，咁當然最好啦。但係呢個我哋係而家暫時係奢望嘅。去到講緊食物亦都有喺衞生嘅標籤入邊好清楚，係幾多係 pass health impact。毒藥都可以吃，不過吃幾多啫嘛。好啦，至於濃度入邊，頭先講 objective， 點解攞唔到標準呢？因為就個濃度咧，唔係可能即刻，除非你好濃嘅，佢即刻就唔掂。如果唔係嘅，唔同個濃度，你承受嘅時間，8小時啦，1小時啦，1分鐘啦，嗱，去到嗰度路邊嘅 API 俾你一個指標，係咪喺嗰度做？我有機會喺度啱啱賣報紙嗰，可能成日坐咗8個鐘頭喺度都唔定，其他人可能路過嘅。所以你 objective 一定要定，標準定咗之後，點樣去行成呢？從呢個其實有其他嘅標準入邊咧做咗 ，OK 冇。只既然有咗目標之後，其他嘢點咧？我相信入邊好多專家入邊咧已經做咗好多不同嘅嘢，亦都喺頭先講咗，譬如話 WHO 啊，或者其他歐盟啊，其實好多嘢我哋因為香港好細，亦都好多我哋唔係喺我哋喺個重工業，其他唔係嗰度製造嘅。如果講到甚至講到 transport， 基本上我哋好被動添，好難去定 policy 添。但係能夠借得到好嘅，我哋都嚟到呢度，做到咩地步呢？頭先講點解要根據佢嘅地方而定到嗰個指標，因為好多地方咧，你係本身被動嘅，能夠做到借到。但係最緊要咧，呢一句公眾參與，今次應該點樣去到？係首先，當然而家個教育水平咁高咧，好多人都好叻。 但係入邊做咗嘅嘢，亦都可以俾大家知道咧。我相信嗰個公眾參與入邊咧個力量嘅問題。我相信今日開會本身其中嘅目標咧，就亦都希望可以發揮多啲力量。呢個我個人意見。
好多謝你。今天正正係公眾參與嘅其中一部分。係OK 劉教授喺個書。
我都想回應翻頭先何教授講呢個 local study 嘅重要性。其實我因為亦都係一個公眾參與嘅，我哋其實問緊個問題咧，就係、好似黃教授頭先講到，如果我哋真係要做，再話去睇多啲local 嘅 study， 然後先去定呢個標準啊。我哋問嘅問題就係我哋可能要做多十年、廿年呢咁嘅追蹤調查之後，先至去再定一個標準啦。亦或係即係我會好贊成繼續去做呢啲 local study， 但係喺而家空氣質量嗰個嚴重性底下，我哋仲有冇咁嘅時間去等咧？同埋我哋已經有不少嘅 local study 已經係睇到個 impact 㗎啦。咁我哋係咪應該利用呢啲再加埋世衞嗰套已經係夠火咧？抑或仲要等一等啊？睇下呢級係三級四級，我哋研一研究，然後先再去諗下長遠安排點樣去教咧？我會睇即係作為一個學者，我對於即係 local study 嘅重要性係絕對贊成嘅。咁但係我會問翻各位市民啊，呢個諮詢裏邊就係我哋係咪有咁嘅時間去等？
劉教授強調的就係嗰個迫切性啦。咁事實上，當環知會聽政府話要做依個嘅檢討嘅時候，講到需要18個月嘅時候，環知會裏邊都有一致嘅意見咧，希望嗰個時間咧就越快越好嘅。係，林小姐。
我回應啊。
好 ，OK， 唔好意思，我俾何教授回應少少先。
各位學者對我嘅回應，即係其實我即係當然咧，明白嗰個迫切性喺裏邊，我亦都係強調嗰個science 嗰個重要性喺裏邊咧。其實我覺得咧，其實香港嚟講，其實好多人咧已經係做過啲 research 嘅，但係咧就係好多嘅 research 咧，即係都未有人咧係靜靜地咧咁樣坐低咧，將呢啲 research 咧好好咁樣咧總結同埋 summarize 嘅。我覺得咧嚇，我自己覺得。可能即係學術上面比較排舉啦，但我覺得係好多嘅觀點咧，始終咧都係留於自己咧，即係主觀咯嚇，即係未夠咧係有一個人咧係好乾淨咁樣咧，將好多嘅study 咧係即係好好咁樣 summarize。我知道係我始終嘅一個見地啦，咁我希望咧其實咧即係我哋嘅 research 咧應該咧比較 open minded 啲，同埋咧有啲 independent 啲一個 research 喺裏邊。
OK。
主席，我好快回應一下何教授。我講一講個歷史。1996年咧，環保署就成立咗一個 working group， 成立工作小組，就係睇呢個空氣污染指數嘅問題，空氣污染指標嘅問題。1996年啦，十年之前。咁我哋1998做咗大概18個月嘅工作。1998年咧，我哋咧同 Professor Hedy 一齊咧就合作咧，就係將我哋所有 local 嘅 study review 咗，然之後咧寫咗個報告俾環保署。所以唔係話我哋 local 啊香港本地做咗好多 study 冇人知，唔係我哋做曬啲嘢，我哋拗咗18個月頸，咁就俾曬政府。我哋 summarize 咗一個好詳細嘅 report 俾政府，當然政府後來有不同嘅理由要 defer 咗佢，要各樣，至到今時今日隔咗10年啦，再講翻出嚟呢個問題。所以呢個咧事實上咧，我哋個 local study 咧係好多，同埋咧已經係好有系統咁 summarize 咗。而頭先阿 Professor Hedy 講，世衛睇咗我哋嘅 study 嘅都，佢喺佢制定佢標準都睇埋我哋 study 嘅。呢個第一點，第二點我再回應一下頭先阿 Professor 講咧，佢話係 technology 做唔到，其實咧我哋好多空氣污染管制嘅手段咧唔需要 technology 嘅，有好多係要 technology， 有好多咧係 management。traffic management、traffic control 好多係一行政手段嚟做嘅，譬如電子道路收費、倫敦嗰啲 CBD 嗰啲管制、新加坡車牌咧要 auction 嘅，要俾錢要 bid 嘅，佢一個 vehicle population 嘅管制
好多啲行政手段唔需要 high technology 嘅，都可以做得到嘅。譬如 pedestrianisation 啦，啊行人專用區啊，各樣咧好多我多不勝數嘅呢啲。所以咧，大家唔使話啊，我哋嘅 technology 做唔到，其實唔係 technology 咧做到，當然係有 technology 嘅好處。但係咧，除咗 technology 之外，其他好多解決辦法都可以做嘅。多謝。
OK， 好多謝黃教授。通常到到尾嘅時候咧，就係最多人舉手嘅時候。咁所以我要。我見到五隻手，我想最多都是依五個人，而是呢今天不是最後一個，我要給左邊啊 Grace Lam 去剛才舉個手啦，係
呢位未發言，
係先
未發言，你未發言嘅
舉手係嘛？
後邊
黑色嗰個。睇下先，我想咧，我不如去定嗰個嘅次序，大家要記得呢個唔會係最後一次。我哋亦都俾咗份唔係試卷嚟嘅，即係嗰張紙俾大家咧，就係即係如果今天即係未有機會講嘅時候咧，將佢寫低。咁就Gray 先，然後就前邊著黑衫嗰位嘅朋友咧，佢未講過啦，就。那邊啊，吳博士啦，係嘛 ？Jenny 就Lister 後邊嗰位先生佢先。OK 好，嗱我諗唔好意思啦，就係依五分鐘，可唔可以用一分鐘 ？OK，one minute。
多謝主席。我有兩點啦，就第一咧就希望我哋今日俾咗好多意見咧，都唔知道有咩渠道我哋可以聽翻我哋意見，有邊啲可以採納，邊啲唔採納，點解？咁即係想上大會即係話翻俾我哋聽，或者可唔可以考慮呢樣嘢？
一陣間我不如請我旁邊秘書長嚟。
OK， 咁第二樣嘢咧就係話，我覺得即係我哋今日講好多都係個 industry 方面嗰個責任啊。咁就如果講到 public engagement 咧，可唔可以考慮埋即係喚醒一個小市民嗰個醒覺？我都知道即係政府做咗好多嘢㗎啦，對於 public education 其實都仲可以發揚光大，就係做到即係每個人都覺得自己有個責任去ensure 嗰個 air quality 嘅重要性啦，例如譬如佢見到啲黑點，佢會自動去告發啦，即係好似以前我哋垃圾蟲嗰啲咁樣，即係空氣都可以咁，即係見到某啲household唔知做咩燒嘢，燒到成個幾層樓都污染曬咁，或者我見到個廣告就係佢自己咧就唔想個女吸煙咧，佢就開咗個窗嚟猛喺度吸煙，咁煙就升曬上去樓上咁，即係呢類不道德嘅行為，可唔可以告發咧？咁另外就係即係嗰個panel時可唔可以考慮埋？譬如我哋真係有證據，某人佢點樣樣去 pollute 個環境，我哋可以有啲法例去即係罰佢啊咁樣。咁我覺得即係目的其實就即係令嗰個個別嘅市民都知道自己有個責任。多謝。
好多謝。前面著三色衫嗰位先生。
我係兆榮鋼鐵嘅，我哋係喺香港做製造業嘅。咁我就想考慮下咧，即係講關於個敲嘅問題。
係。
關於呢個制定嗰個指標嘅時候咧，呢個製造業可唔可以享受同公用事業一樣同等嘅排放指標？呢個就希望將來能夠大家考慮嘅。若果你唔係咁嘅做咧，你將會見到香港嘅製造業喺日後咧就會。你未達到呢、這個未造成呢個 target 嘅時候咧，佢已經成個製造都已經冇曬啦。
OK， 我想
呢個係一個好基嘅問題。
呢個意見即係睇下點處理啫。雖然唔係 AQ 嘅問題，但係 mission 同 quality objective 咧都有好即係密切嘅關係。嗰邊啊，博士係。
我諗想講其實咧air quality objective 係一樣嘢，呢樣嘢係好科學化，呢個係講翻對健康嘅影響。所以如果你講話公眾嘅參與咧，我相信其實除咗專家之外咧，就我覺得就可能得佢哋先至會明，亦都會可能俾一啲 more constructive 嘅意見。但係咧，其實據比較大嘅爭議咧，就係話你有咩計劃係去達到呢啲目標？而家好多時候我就混淆咗講目標咧，同埋講嗰個計劃點去達到呢個目標咧，係混淆咗。咁我哋咧就喺商界裏邊咧，我諗最關注嘅一樣嘢就係、是、話。 你話呢個目標有呢個 scientific evidence 係去有呢個目標，我哋唔可以否認。但係係點樣去達到呢？咁我哋就好希望咧係有呢個參與，尤其是譬如你話 timing， 講真咧冇嘢係做唔到嘅，不過問題係時間。你話呢樣嘢係咪可行咧？好多時都係時間嘅問題。咁但係咧就如果講參與咧，當你係諗緊個 plan 係去點達到個目標咧，咁我哋覺得咧呢個公眾嘅參與就好好重要啦。
好好多謝你，Mr. 張小姐係。
陳先生張麗婷，好快啫。我發覺過往無論係乜嘢嘅主題啦，講到公眾參與，咁好多時咧就實際上公眾係參與唔到嘅。咁尤其是好多題目咧係即係佢嗰個深度啦，再加埋佢有啲嘅數字啊呢啲咁嘅嘢，令到公眾係難於參與。唔係佢哋唔想，亦都唔係佢哋唔需要。咁但係問題咧，到實際上政府又係需要公眾參與喎。咁結果 end up 咧就係用咗好多嘅錢咧，喺一啲好多商場啊咁擺啲嘢出嚟。但問題呢啲公眾我發覺我都好有興趣，因此參與好多啊。咁啊聽見啲人講咧，就純粹啲人指住啲細路仔就話嗱呢個又係咩嚟名詞啊英文啊咁，即係學咗咧唔係真真正正個議題裡面嘅嘢。咁但係倒翻轉頭，我哋又發覺咧，其實有好多大公司大機構咧，就當佢哋要 campaign 或者 lobby 一啲嘢嘅時候咧，佢用好多廣告。咁發覺咧，佢哋廣告完之後嘅嘢咧，就有時反正仲勁過政府啊帶出嘅信息嚇。咁好多人咧就錯誤地以為嗰個廣告嘅內容咧就係好多事實。咁我想提出一樣嘢就係話。其實 air 呢樣嘢呢個影響所有人，咁但係問題我諗有好多時喺呢啲咁嘅討論過程當中咧，其實亦都係正正一個最好嘅教育過程嚟嘅嚇，因為其實好坦白講，我20年前參加呢啲環保嘅義工啊 whatever， 咁有好多議題咧，發覺我已經參加過好多次嚇，即係過去咗20年裡面重複咗好多次，咁我今天都成長咗即係可以喺環保團體裡面做嘢，咁我諗有好多嘅小朋友或者好多嘅 general public 而家可能佢學緊嘅啫，咁但係我諗呢個係一個好重要嘅 process， 咁反而我希望在個過程當中係 engage the general public 咧，係令到佢哋真真正正有足夠嘅資訊，而個資訊係佢哋可以明嘅嚇。咁等佢哋真真正正 to a certain extent 可以參與到。咁同埋咧就係其實呢個公眾參與，尤其是討論呢類環境問題，譬如 air 嘅 quality 嘅問題咧，其實好多時市民大眾就要去諗一樣嘢，個 willingness to pay， 即係佢願意付出幾多。咁但係呢個 willingness to pay 咧，係如果我哋冇辦法將嗰啲信息咧係變成一啲市民大眾可以閱讀得到嘅信息，無論佢個價錢。或者對個 health 嗰個影響啊，即係但係問題我都知道，發覺過往好多討論過嘅時候咧，政府好多人會好擔心嘅，就話發放呢啲信息咧就會嚇親人嘅嚇，咁所以變咗而家，所以點解成日討論 API 又好似唔係好準咧？原因就好多時我哋要大撩一啲嘢，即係話唔想嚇親市民大眾。咁但係我覺得今時今日香港嘅市民大眾咧，比傳媒咧就已經嚇得好多㗎啦嚇，咁即係佢哋好多時將啲嘢係升級咗少少嚟，即係加大咗少少，或者 pick up 一啲個 maximum level 嚟講。咁所以變咗我哋係慣㗎，咁所以變咗我就希望今次政府到翻轉又要學下，就接受下咧，就市民大眾係可以接受得到，咁而係利用呢個機會咧，除咗一方面係即係想辦法等大家可以發表到意見 ，at the same time 咧係亦都係一個重要嘅 education process 咯嚇。唔該。
OK， 好多謝張小姐。最後後邊嗰位先生。
Frankly, Hong Kong Poly U. Actually, I'm short. I think I suggest to set up a regional air quality resources board, because especially coordinate Hong Kong and the PRD, Guangdong region is not easy. It's long term, a lot of struggling, talking about the emission standard, fuel homologation, the cross border vehicle. So I would say under this regional air quality board to also explore the big emission impact between Guangdong and Hong Kong. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Professor. 嗱，我剛才控制時間裏邊咧，就盡量都係俾台下嘅朋友嚟發言。這個亦都係今天嘅論壇主要目的。就即係我相信咧，就大家都聽咗好多意見。我覺得咧，亦都係時候咧，就雖然我剛才撳住啦，咁即係俾台上嘅負責嘅官員咧嚟到去 做一個好簡單嘅回應。咁今天非常之幸運咧，就係、是、黃秘書長咧就我理解啱啱上工咗
三日
啊，咁咧佢就好細心去寫低好多嘅意見，或者就請秘書長嚟到去做一個簡單嘅回應先。
好，好多謝林教授，亦都好多謝咧在座咁多位嘅熱心環保嘅人士咧，係俾咗好多好寶貴嘅意見。我哋今次呢個計劃咧，研究呢個空氣質素檢討咧嘅研究計劃，其實包括兩個部分嘅。第一個部分咧，當然咧就係要檢討咧香港咧自1987年咧以嚟咧所釐定嘅一套嘅空氣污染物嘅空氣質素指標。我哋目前呢一套指標咧喺1987年嘅時候咧釐定咧，亦都係參考咗咧美國咧各方面一啲嘅指標嘅。咁我哋喺呢個指標底下咧，我哋一啲嘅匯報嘅標準啦，譬如頭先大家都好多提到 API 啊，等等咧，亦都好多謝各位咧，就俾咗好多好寶貴嘅意見。而家現行嘅制度咧，有一個好處，我相信第一有一個教育啦，有個提醒嘅目標，因為而家係相當簡單嘅嗰個分類方法。咁當然啦，因為在座咁多位都係一啲專家，同埋咧對環保嘅議題咧好深入嘅認識嘅。咁亦都隨住香港社會嘅改變啦，大家市民咧對於環保議題嗰個關心係咪有時係需要去研究目前呢一個嘅制度咧？咁呢一個頭先大家表達咗呢個意見咧，我哋其實咧喺我哋嘅嚟緊呢個研究裏邊咧，亦都會係包括在內嘅。咁今次呢個工作咧，除咗研究呢個空氣質素指標檢討之外咧，我哋仲有另外一個好重要嘅一個元素，就係話如果定咗呢個指標之後咧，我哋要去達到呢個空氣質素呢個管理嘅策略係應該怎樣去進行呢？咁大家的討論充分地反映了社會對這一方面的關注，還有亦都表達了對這一方面不同的角度。因為就好像台上有講者，亦都在參與的咁多位嘅人士咧，亦都表達咗唔同嘅角度，有個環保嘅角度啦，呢個健康公共衞生嘅角度啦，係呢個經濟發展或者係現實情況底下，甚至多方面包括planning 啦，呢個規劃啦，能源嘅運用啦，運輸嘅安排啦，等等咧，其實係好多方面嘅政策咧，係必須要係包括在內嘅。咁所以咧，喺我哋進行呢一個檢討嘅同時咧，除咗我哋會進行呢個廣泛嘅市民嘅諮詢啦，同埋咧喺過程裏邊咧，我哋都要把握呢個機會。除咗係呢個諮詢以外咧，亦都係希望透過呢個過程咧，係達到提升市民呢個教育個目標嘅。與此同時咧，我都希望咧就向各位咧，亦都好明確咁表示咧，作為環保處咧，我哋除咗係反映喺環保工作裏邊嘅需求之外咧，我哋亦都有個責任咧，就係反映咗各位嘅意見、市民嘅睇法啦，同埋政府有關部門嘅溝通嘅。咁所以雖然今日呢個公眾嘅諮詢會，我哋未有邀請到其他嘅部門嚟參與咧，其實咧喺呢個諮詢嘅過程裏邊咧，我哋係會將大家的意見和建議，不單止我們自己在這個環保角度的分析，也都會是跟有關的政策的部門、政策的當局是去溝通和拿他們的意見的。咁我哋嘅時間表裏面咧，就我哋今日咧呢個公眾嘅論壇咧係第一步。咁嚟緊咧，我哋係會計劃咧，就喺2007年嘅年初咧，就係正式展開呢一個研究計劃啦。咁呢個研究咧，好似頭先咁講啦，除咗呢個指標參考咗亦都必須要參考咧呢個世衛組織佢哋會嘅研究個指標以外咧，我哋亦都有第二個部分咧，就係個策略個落。實裏邊咧，可能好似大家都提出過㗎啦，一啲係短期嘅目標啦，短期嘅時間表啦，有啲係中期，甚至可能有啲係需要一個長期嘅目標都未定嘅。咁然後呢個研究之後咧，呢個過程咧亦都需要係一個好詳細同埋深入嘅公眾諮詢計劃嘅。咁我哋預計咧就呢個研究咧係大約需要18個月啦。咁好似頭先各位提出咁廣泛嘅範疇啦，同埋咧咁多唔同。 同嘅方案咧，每一樣咧，我哋都需要咧係一個仔細嘅評估嘅。咁我相信呢十八個月作為一個研究嚟講咧，係一個合理嘅時間。咁喺過程裏邊咧，我哋當然咧係需要咧係環資會一個好緊密嘅參與，亦都會咧去研究咧點樣去達到一個真正一個全面深入嘅公眾諮詢嗰個過程嘅。咁我好多謝咧今日在座咁多位咧提出嚟俾我哋嘅意見，好似主席頭先一開始嘅時候都已經好清楚咁講咗啦。今日各位發表嘅意見咧，我哋係有會有好詳細嘅記錄啦，同埋咧如果有個別提出一啲嘅問題啊疑問啦，我哋都會轉交咧有關嘅部分啦，然後咧就俾一個回應俾大家嘅。咁或者我嘅總結係咁簡單先嚇，多謝主席。
OK， 好多謝黃飛司長。就我諗係時候咧，我為今天嗰個公開論壇咧就做一個簡單嘅總結。當我喺聽咁多意見裏邊，有四個字咧係好深深陷入我個腦裏邊：嚴重、複雜、miracle， 即係話要解決嗰個問題咧，即係可能要奇蹟 creativity。即係話要解決啲問題嘅時候咧，我哋一定咧就要諗下有啲咩創新嘅方法嚟到去做。喺個討論裏邊咧，就我會裏邊嘅委員，以至到政府嘅官員咧，都好細心嚟到聽。我只係想強調咧，同埋講翻有五樣嘢。第一樣咧就係翻到去嗰個指標，尤其係需要再嚟到釐清，即係個指標啊、指南啊、目標啦。咁而喺其中咧，我哋需要嚟到去諗，我哋去進行嘅時候，係咪需要分階段咧？分乜嘢嘅階段咧？喺考慮嘅時候，可行性、合理性、有效性係咪我哋考慮嘅範疇咧？咁依啲咧，我希望個研究小組咧就會嚟到去細心去諗。第二咧，我諗大家都剛才提過，但係有一套嘅指標咧係唔足夠的，我哋一定要有一套行動嘅計劃，點嚟到去做？有啲數字喺前面嘅時候，我哋點嚟到去做得到嗰樣嘢咧？嗱，依個咧係非常非常之重要。咁因為我哋需要咧就喺指標以外，同埋咧當我哋去做嘅時候，點嚟到去監察我哋嘅成效咧，以至到喺過程裏邊咧嚟到去做一啲嘅細調。第三樣嘢咧就係喺剛才嘅討論裏邊咧，就大家都觀察人微去睇到。譬如台上台下有啲咩人咧，有啲乜嘢人唔喺樹嘅咧咁，咁依個正正咧，亦都係解決香港空氣污染、香港空氣質素嘅問題咧。其實就唔係淨係環保嘅部門，如果唔係環保嘅部門咧，永遠都係做消防隊嘅，有問題咧嚟到解決，有好多政策嘅範疇咧，其實係影響到我哋空氣質素、運輸、交通、城市規劃。土地供應、區域嗰個嘅發展，喺要解決呢個問題，我諗舊年睇翻施政報告，我都好高興見到就特首講話，將來重大嘅政策咧都要進行一啲環境嘅審視，依個係需要。同埋咧就係重大同埋區域嘅發展嘅時候，我覺得咧亦都係考慮一下一個策略環評啊，即係我哋咁做嘅時候嘅影響會係點樣咧？第四咧就係剛才都提過好多咧，就係我哋同鄰近國家嗰個合作嗰個嘅關係。我哋諗呢個問題嘅時候，固然間我哋諗到有好多嘅弱制因素、都係限制嘅因素、體制嘅不同、標準嘅不同。但係我好高興咧，就聽見各位亦都提出好多新意嘅，即係話其實我哋有咁多人喺裏邊，有啲咩嘅 leverage 咧，我哋可以嚟到用咧。咁甚至咧就係procurement， 即係我哋去採購嘅時間，我哋係咪可以起到一啲嘅影響力咧？嗱，依啲咧，我相信係另一個領域咧，就比較少嚟到諗。我覺得咧，嗰個係值得去諗。到最後咧，就係我負責第四個環節咧，就係公眾參與嗰部分。形式好重要，即係剛才張麗萍小姐講過嗰個形式啦。點嚟到去做到嘅參與？如果參與係有意義嘅，個參與係市民嚟到去認識我哋講緊啲係乜嘢嘅。因為佢認識、佢了解嘅時候咧，佢就可以俾到一啲更加好嘅意見啦。我亦都相信咧，就係無論我哋諗目標也好，我哋諗我哋實行嘅方案也好啦， 始終我哋係需要市民同埋社會上各界人士咧嚟到去配合，先可以去做得到。剛才有提過 willingness to pay， 即係話市民願意俾幾多，嗱嗰個係重要。我覺得同時更加重要咧，就係 willingness to charge。今天咧就即係如果我哋能夠有一啲立法會嘅議員，如果喺樹嘅時候咧，就會更加好啊。因為就算如果我哋去做，我哋有法律、有標準嘅時候咧，或者咧我哋話污染者付費嘅時候，都要去到立法會裏邊咧嚟到去通過。咁嗰個咧，我相信咧，亦都係希望係參與一部分咧。咁就唔好意思咧，就係我見到剛才有隻手冇機會咧嚟到去讓你發言。咁我剛才咁講過咧，就係依個咧只係成個公眾參與過程嘅一個開始。咁如果今天大家係仲有嘢想俾環資會或者係政府當局嘅知道，可以去寫低咧。咁我亦都深信咧，就喺將來咧喺成個嘅研究過程裏邊，咁亦都咧會有機會咧俾公眾俾大家咧嚟到去參與。咁如果環資會個過程裏邊可以去幫到手咧，我哋會好樂意咧嚟到做。咁我亦都借依個機會咧，好多謝大家即係喺咁忙裏邊咧都抽嘅時間睇住咧就逗留咗差唔多係三個半鐘頭啦。依個咧係香港好重要嘅問題，要解決嘅時候咧，其實係個個界別同埋各位咧嚟到去參與。依一兩個月嘅時候，好多時候我扭開電台聽，即係睇電視嘅時候咧，都聽見一句就係廖局長，我哋嘅天空即係幾點會先係藍咧？嗰、那個咧講咁多嘅時候咧，其實正正咧就反映出咧，如果我哋要做到嘅時候咧，嗰、那個係需要大家攜手合作先可以做得到。咁好多謝大家。